Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to make reference to our text here from Hebrews chapter 13. You may want to keep that handy because this little passage here, there's a lot thrown in here. It's kind of like, what is all of this? I'm going to try and bring that together here. So you may want to make reference to that in my message, during my message, and I'll reference verses 2. Dear friends, community matters. We know that here at Peace. But today especially, we want to get across that genuine community really matters. And being a part of genuine community, on the same boat with fellow Christians. John Wesley Powell was a big-time character in the American scene in the 1870s. I've had a chance to read about him just a little bit this summer. John Wesley Powell is famous for taking the first person to descend down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. It happened in 1869. No one had ever done that before, up until 1869. I also read this really interesting tidbit of how difficult a journey this was. From 1869 to 1949 in the United States, only 80 people took that same journey. For 80 years, hardly anyone took that same journey. It was a daunting task, Powell's expedition. It's thought to be the last movement west for the United States. And it was, the crew included about, it included 9 individuals counting Powell himself. It was uncharted territory. The thought was that the land was so dry and arid that you couldn't grow anything on it. So people stayed away from this part of the country. And then up on the plateau above the Grand Canyon, it was thought to be patchy land. So even if you made it up to the plateau, it was unlikely that you'd even survive. It was difficult terrain. The river was much more wild today back then than it is today. Big rocks, falls that you just wouldn't expect coming your way. And there wasn't a lot of place to dock your boat. And these were wooden boats that he took. This was a daunting journey. And after quite a few weeks, things got really difficult and mutiny happened on the expedition. The dynamics in the group got really difficult. And 3 of the individuals on the boat decided to go off on their own and go on their journey all by themselves. They thought it was safer. This is going to sound kind of funny. They thought it was safer to climb up the Grand Canyon 1,000 feet and then journey in Apache land for 75 miles to the closest Mormon outpost. They thought that was safer than continuing to journey down the Colorado River and the rapids and the rocks and the difficulty that was ahead. The reality of it is, no one knows what happened to those 3 individuals. They decided to go out on their own. Journey all by themselves. They had thrown in the towel. Dear friends, I share that story as we take a look at Hebrews chapter 13 because the author here is writing to a group of people that were also ready to just throw in the towel and go it all by themselves. Why was that the case? Last week we heard that these were people that were born and raised in the Jewish faith. They knew rituals. They knew ceremonies, they knew the clothing to wear, they knew how to look good in church. They got all that down, and they had been told about King Jesus. That made them Christians, but at this point in time, there was great persecution, and these individuals were feeling beaten down, isolated, and all alone, kind of like going on a journey on the Colorado River. And you see, they were ready to throw in the towel and go off on their own. And so the book of Hebrews is written at this point to encourage them to see Jesus as King. But then also, in these verses, he's writing about what will keep you on the boat. What will keep you journeying well on your journey of following Jesus. That's what these verses are. Verses 1 through 8. Now, we might expect the author of the Hebrews to talk about what will keep you on the boat, journeying with Jesus, is religious rituals or worship services that you should attend, or perhaps holidays that you should observe. But you see, he doesn't do that because that would have been the same thing as Judaism. In these verses, he's highlighting what will keep us glued to the Christian fellowship. And you know what he's talking about here in these verses? Relationships. Relationships. Community matters. Genuine community. Being a part of a genuine community makes a difference in our life. Now, there are different kind of relationships mentioned here in this text. The first is what I'm going to call in relationships. Those are relationships of fellow believers, people that are inside this building. In verse 1, it says this, "Let brotherly love continue." That's talking about relationships amongst Christians. Let brotherly love continue. That little word there is, that phrase there is one word in the Greek. You probably know what it is. You know what that word is? Brotherly love. Does anyone know? Our own city comes from this. The city of Philomath gets it from this. Philadelphia.